I'm Clayton Sampson, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap the 2025 calendar year for Pleasantville High School sports. It was an exciting sports year for Pleasantville in 2025, which consisted of many big moments, state tournament appearances, a state championship, an ample amount of successes on the team and individual level, and constant achievements to keep Trojan fans excited all year long. 2025 started with the second half of the winter sports season as the Trojan boys basketball team went 11-11 overall, and Braylon Bingham surpassed an incredible feat of 1,000 career points as a sophomore and later went on to be an all-state selection.
He does things the right way, and so obviously when you combine, you know, that with his talents and abilities, that makes for a great kid to kind of have around the program and be one of the leaders in the program. And so just really proud of him and the way he's continuing to push himself and to grow as, you know, as a leader and as a player and, you know, keep pushing himself to be the best he can be.
The Trojan girls basketball team made large strides from the year before, finishing the season with a 14-10 winning record. Pleasantville also graduated Joelle Johnson, who set several records in her time with the Trojans and will go down as one of the great basketball players for Pleasantville. The boys' wrestling team sent two wrestlers to the state tournament, including Zane Molnetz and Cale Sorensen. Molnetz finished fourth overall at 157 pounds.
His expectations and goals are obviously to be a state champion, but coming out fourth, I think that's pretty well a representative of, you know, the hard work he's put in and kind of where he's at right now.
The Trojan girls' wrestling team continue to show success in their program under head coach Michael Koenig and keeps developing more young talent. In the spring, the Trojan boys and girls track and field teams qualified 8 events for the state meet. The Trojans qualified their events at a state qualifier meet held in Monroe on May 15th. The events that qualified for state include Ethan Keene in the 100-meter and 200-meter, Braylon Bainham in the high jump, and the 4x100, 4x200-meter relays for the boys' side. On the girls' side, Lauren Fernal in the 100 hurdles, and the shuttle hurdle and 4x800-meter relay. At the state track and field meet, the Trojan boys ran in 3 events on championship Saturday and secured top 8 finishes in all 3. Ethan Keaton gave Pleasantville 9 of their 11 points on the weekend and on Saturday taking 4th in the 100-meter dash and 10.88 and also finishing 5th in the 200-meter dash in 22.23. The Trojans' final 2 points came in the second last event of the state meet as the 4x100-meter relay team took 7th place with a time of 43.55.
It means a ton. Coming from last year when I only made the 4x1 and nearly made the open 2, but I've made a lot of progress over the offseason, football, weightlifting, practice, hard work, means a lot.
The Pleasantville boys golf team was under the direction of first-year head coach Sheldon Card. The Trojans placed 3rd at their sectional meet to advance to the districts and finished 8th at the district meet hosted by Kemper Catholic to fall just short of the state meet. The boys team also broke the school record for the lowest score at an 18-hole event as they competed at a home triangular on May 2nd. Pleasantville finished with a team score of 296 at the triangular, which also featured Carlisle and Melcher Dallas, at Pleasantville Golf and Country Club. Taylor Jones was the meet medalist, shooting 72, while Easton Cox was the meet runner-up with 73.
Yeah, and that's what's fun about it. You know, I know people worry about who's your 1 or 3 or 2, and it's like, well, you know, it's U6, so we can take any of your scores. So it really doesn't matter what the number is next to your name when you go tee off. But it is fun. Like I said, there's 5 of the 6 we have used scores from. 4 of the 6 have either been medalist or runner-up.
The Trojan girls golf team placed 7th at the regional meet hosted by Roland Story. It was a summer to remember for the Pleasantville baseball team as they took home the school's first state baseball title in school history. The Trojans went into the state tournament at Merchants Park in Carroll with a 30-1 overall record after defeating Anamosa in their sub-state final game. In the first state tournament game, the Trojans squared off against West Lyon, where they won 5-4 in a game that came down to the wire after a strong outing on the mound from Brayden Kennedy. In the state semifinals, the Trojans defeated Sheraton 3-1 after a complete game pitching performance by Braylon Bingham.
Vaughn looking from Bingham to Ross. He gets the pitch he wants. Bingham looking to send the Trojans here to the state finals. Pitch on the way for Bingham. Swing and a miss! Braylon Bingham slams the door shut! And the Trojans take down Sheraton in the state semifinals. Roll up the sidewalks and shut off the lights back home, folks, because the Pleasantville boys of summer are heading to the state title tomorrow night. Pleasantville gets it done here at Merchants Park in Carroll. What a game, what a season, and it keeps going.
In the state title game, Pleasantville got matched up against Unity Christian, who knocked off top-ranked Underwood in their semifinal game. In the state title game, the Trojans exploded for 5 runs in the first inning after they played at 11, and the first 5 batters all scored on runs after an error, walk, double, hit by pitch, 2 more arrows, a single, and a fielder's choice. Pleasantville added to their lead in the fourth inning after a J.J. Phillips 2-run homer and a Noah Wrist double to go up 8-0.
So the 1-0 here to Phillips. And that ball was hit hard out into left field. It's got some distance. It's going. And J.J. Phillips has a state championship two-run jack for the Trojans. And he's going to trot around the bases. J.J. Phillips with probably the biggest swing of his career thus far.
The Knights would get one more run back in the fifth after a Braden Bosma single to make it an 8-1 game. The Trojans would add one more run in the fifth after a Braylon Bingham triple, which would end the scoring for the game. Taylor Jones got the start on the mound and threw a gem, pitching six complete innings and only giving up one hit on the Bosma single. In the fifth, Easton Tots would finish the game out, pitching the seventh to help secure the 9-1 lopsided state title win.
Pitch on the way from Cox. Swung on and shot at Cox. He's going to run over first, try to do it himself. A season that's as pleasant as they come. The Trojans defeat Unity Christian to win their first state championship baseball state title in school history with no seniors on the roster. Head coach Luke Adrian in his first season is going to bring home a state championship trophy souvenir back to the Pleasantville community.
Head coach Luke Adrian talked with K&I Tearless after the game about how special it was to secure the first baseball title in Pleasantville history.
It's just unreal. I mean, it's a surreal feeling to be able to give that to our community. I'm so proud of the boys and what they were able to do and to stay the course. And then for the community to support us like that, and us to be able to come through for the first time, is just an unreal feeling.
Pleasantville finished their 2025 season with a 33-1 overall record and will graduate no seniors. The Trojan softball team finished their season at 18-9 overall and fell to its Zyra EHK Audubon in their first game of regional play. In the fall, the Trojan football team put together an impressive season, going 7-1 in the regular season and advancing to the state quarterfinals after defeating Grant in the first round of the playoffs and Hudson in the second round. The Trojans ultimately fell on the road to Iowa City Regina in the quarterfinals. Pleasantville's win over Durant ended a significant playoff-winning drought.
Feels good just to win another game so we get to play another game. Like, we just don't want this season to end, so anytime you get another victory in the playoffs, it's a huge blessing, and you're very thankful for it because you just get keep rolling and keep playing. So we definitely are very thankful for it, and we're very excited about the next opportunity.
The Trojan cross-country teams entered their seasons under first-year head coach Eric Isley as the girls team qualified two runners for the state cross-country meet in Summer Isley and Amelia Latch. Isley finished third and Latch finished fourth at the Class 1A state qualifying meet hosted by Central Decatur. Isley finished with a time of 20:23:40, while Latch finished with a time of 20:24:40, which were both personal bests. As a team, the Trojan girls fell just short of qualifying for state as a team as they placed third overall with a team score of 76. Isley finished 36th at the state meet, while Latch placed 61st. The Trojan volleyball team saw a very new roster in their 2025 season under second-year head coach Amy McGraw, where they finished the season 17-21 overall after falling to Union in the second round of regional play. The winter sports teams for this current season are off to a good start as the boys basketball team has beaten Van Meter and Mattered for the first time in school history, and on the boys wrestling team, Blake Rousen broke the school record for career pins just before winter break. There was much to be excited about for Pleasantville sports in 2025, and there will be many more big moments in 2026. For KNIA Tearless Sports, on today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Clayton Sampson.